I think there lies one of the problems for women in general, is that actually trying to, if they haven't read an article or haven't seen me in the media, how do they come across me? Well, clearly, obviously, Google is an option, but that requires somebody to actually, a woman to actually go online, tap in various search words, search phrases, and up will come, if she just taps in sex therapy, well, it could be a whole series of different psychosexual therapists. It could be, you know, lots of counselling type therapists out there. It won't necessarily be what I do. She could type in sex escort, and boy, she'll probably get maybe 10, 15 escort services out there that provide male and female escorts. So for her to actually come up with the right search phrase is quite difficult. So I have to spend a lot of time trying to get out there to let them see what is available.
Especially because of what you're offering is being so unique. Yeah. A lot of people wouldn't know what to search for. They wouldn't even know that that existed.
Exactly.
And I heard about you because you were giving a talk at a funding event.
Yeah. So I do public speaking. I do events. I do workshops. I'm involved with an organisation, an adult party organisation, several of them actually. So, you know, when people go to those parties, I might be able to promote myself, my work, etc. And it also, you know, allows me to, I guess, talk to people who I know already in that world of sexuality, so they're open to hear another side of it. With the funding talks, one of them I do is psychology of kink and fetish. And it's always a sellout. You know, I have 100 people there. And it enables me to say, well, actually, you know, rather than just thinking about, you know, being spanked or having a fetish about feet, let's understand why you want to be spanked. Understand why you want to, why you have a thing about feet. And maybe help your partner understand why that's part of it. And so really broaden it out so that people understand that what's going on in the psychological level. Because fundamentally, now, how we behave sexually in a positive or negative way always comes back to our psychology and how it plays out.
So I do have a sort of fascination for finding that out then. When you meet someone and they present you with their situation, is there part of you that has a curiosity and a fascination that you want to
absolutely.
Get
and
to
I don't think it's any coincidence that I really enjoy murder mystery type things or detective stories. It's the exploring, it's the understanding, it's getting to the nub of it. It's also, I often question myself because people say to me, you know, this is a really strange career for anybody to have, especially someone who's, you know, been married, had 5 kids, you know, has had a, for want of a better description, a very normal life. You don't seem like somebody who'd get into this. And so I have questioned, you know, my own journey as to why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I think my explanation is that having grown up as the fourth of 4 children, but the only boy, and growing up in an environment, I grew up in a hotel from the age of 2 years old, I was kind of shoehorned into a lifestyle. It was a great lifestyle, and I had a, you know, lovely childhood, and it was wonderful, but nevertheless, it wasn't the one I chose. So I'm passionate about people being able to live the lives they want to live and to enable people to explore that. So when it comes down to sexuality, there are so many people out there because of circumstance, culture, religion, attitude, lack of exposure, have in effect been shoehorned into a way of believing their sexuality should be, when actually inside of them, there's all this other stuff going on. Then there you have the conflict, which can then cause mental health issues, physical health issues, emotional challenges with relationships, fear, ignorance, all sorts of things can come through.
Mm. Well, I've had a look at your website, and what I would recommend to anyone who's thinking of coming to see you for treatment is to read your story. So you have a blog or a piece of writing there, The Making of a Maverick, I think
yeah.
It's called. I found that really fascinating because it gave a real good overview and a real insight into who you are as a man and what has led you to do this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that would offer a degree of kind of reassurance, I think, to a woman thinking of coming to see you, of actually what your intentions are.
Mm-hmm.
Like what are your values, what are your intentions that have driven you or brought you to do something like this, which it is ultimately reassuring as well.
Mm-hmm.
As really fascinating to read. So I definitely direct people to have a read of that.